Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Happy Monday to you. Hope you're doing well. I'm going to share with you just some Bible verses on hope today. I was blessed to receive at Christmas time a package, a gift of somebody that's been blessed by Hope Is Here, and it was filled of hope scripture cards. And obviously, you know I love the word hope as we are completed our sixth anniversary in December, celebrating that. And yet, I was even amazed how many different Bible verses have hope in them. And so I want to encourage you today. I'm just going to share some of the scriptures on these scripture cards that I was so blessed with. And I try to read one each day after I've had my quiet time and devotional in the morning reading God's word. But I hope that you'll be blessed like I've been blessed over the past 2.5 months since I've been reading them. And we know that all hope is because of Jesus and because of God's word, and I hope that you'll be blessed as I will. I want to start off with Job chapter 13, verse 15. Though he slay me, yet I will hope in him. Oh, friends, there's always hope because of Jesus. And Job's a guy that, even though didn't understand why all that stuff happened to him, he still, even though he said, though he slay me, I will hope in him, or I've heard I will trust in him. And friends, we can still trust God and have hope in God, just like Job, even when we don't understand why we're going through some trials and tribulations. And this side of heaven, friends, unfortunately, there will be heartache, there will be disappointment. But I'm thankful that Jesus promises to never leave us, never forsake us, and that he wants to help us, and that there's always hope because of Jesus. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 24 through 26 says, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, for the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Oh, friends, I don't know about you. I don't like to wait. Those other people just shaking their heads like a bobblehead, going up and down with their heads saying, "Yes, Greg, you are speaking to me, and you're preaching to the choir," as the old saying goes. I don't like to wait, friends, but I have to admit that God does a lot of things in my heart, and he teaches me things when I'm in a season of waiting. It reminds me, one, that I'm not in control. Number two, there are things that I pay attention to more, because sometimes when I'm in a season of waiting, it helps me to focus more on my relationship with God, and I ask him to help me to have the fruit of the Spirit in my life. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And so sometimes I'm in a season of waiting. Those are things that I ask the Lord to help me, because when I'm waiting, sometimes I don't want to have joy. I don't have peace. I don't want to be loving. I don't want to be kind. I don't want to be gentle. And yet the fruit of the Spirit, one of them is self-control. And yet I ask God to help me do those. So maybe Lamentations chapter 3, verses 24 through 26 are your verses for today. I like Psalm 119, verse 114. The word hope is used quite often in the Psalms. Psalm 119, verse 114 says, "You are my hiding place, Lord, and my shield. I hope in your word." Love that. Psalm 119, verse 114. That is on top of a box. One time many years ago, I made a donation to Rick Ward's ministry. That his is actually based on hope too, and daily hope. It's called Daily Hope with Rick Warren. And I've been so blessed by a list of the podcast for over a year. I was like, you know, I need to support this ministry, and they gave you this gift. And I was just so blessed by it. And that was a scripture that was on top of the box full of scripture cards. They didn't all have hope on them, but there were so many wonderful nuggets of wisdom. But it was Psalm 119, verse 114. You are my hiding place, Lord, and my shield. In other words, you're my protector. I hope in your word. And friends, that's why it's so important to spend time reading God's word. And we don't have any excuses anymore. So it used to be, oh, I left my Bible at home. I don't have my Bible with me. But now, friends, because of the internet, because of apps, you can have access to God's word 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every minute, every second of every day. And yet the enemy will do everything he can to keep you from spending time in God's word because he doesn't want you to have hope. You realize that, right? John 10:10. The enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy, Jesus said. But I'm so thankful in the very next breath, Jesus said, but I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. And stand on those promises of hope today. Another time hope is mentioned in Psalm is Psalm 130, verse 7. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. Friends, sometimes people, humans, we let each other down and we can't count on other people's loves. Having been a product of divorce and having somebody tell me, hey, I'm sorry, I don't love you anymore. I know what that rejection and what that pain's like. And yet I'm so thankful, like in this verse, Psalm 130, verse 7, that for with the Lord there is steadfast love and he is always there for us, friends. Psalm 146, verse 5 says, blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. I got to ask you again, friends, who is your hope in today? Is it in your circumstances, in your checkbook balance, your checking account balance, what you've got in the bank, in your health, in what car you drive, in your home, in your possessions, or is your hope in Jesus? That's where our hope has to be. One of my favorite verses, chapter 29, verse 11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans not to harm you, but plans to give you a hope and a future. Oh, friends, I'm so thankful in that one Bible verse, the word plans is mentioned not once, not twice, but three times. Because God knew that I would need to be reminded that he does have a plan for my one and only life. And he's got a plan for your one and only life. Yet so many other times, friends, we want to live somebody else's plan that God has for them. And friends, I just want to encourage you today, as the old saying goes, stay in your lane. Or as the old saying goes, that somebody gave me on a magnet many years ago, and I've shared this story before, but it wasn't very masculine. But after I went $2 million in debt after the flood of my business back in 1997, somebody gave me a magnet that said, bloom where you're planted. And wasn't my idea to be living in Cynthiana as a single guy and be $2 million in debt after just a few weeks before getting ready to be a multimillionaire a couple years later. Then all of a sudden, because of that flood, now I'm $2 million in debt. And yet I realize I still need to bloom where I'm planted. Wasn't living where I expected to be living in my early 30s and sure didn't expect to be $2 million in debt overnight because of a flood. But friends, I can say to you today, and for those of you watching on YouTube, I want to remind you we have a YouTube channel. I want to encourage you to go to YouTube and just type in Hope is Here. And my name, Greg, G-R-E-G, Horn, H-O-R-N, and hope you'll subscribe to that channel. We would really, really appreciate it. But you can watch a lot of our programs. Most of them are on there. And yet, friends, I just had to realize that, you know, that's my hope wasn't in that stuff. It was all gone. And Jesus became real to me. And I realized that possessions are all temporary. And as my hero Wayne Smith used to say, you know, I've done a lot of funerals, but I've never done one with a U-Haul behind the hearse. You can't take it with you, friends. We don't. We don't take anything with us. just recently on March 18th, my father, Ed Horn, one of my heroes and just one of my best friends, you know, he went to be with Jesus. It was 8 years just a couple of weeks ago, March 18th. And, you know, it's one of those things I have to realize that, you know, all these things are temporary, that we can trust God even when, you know, people we love are gone. They're not with us anymore, but there's always hope because of Jesus. Psalm 39, verse 7 says, "And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you." I love all throughout the Psalms. It tells us that our hope needs to be in God. He is always with us. Psalm 42, verse 11 says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." Such good stuff in Psalm 42:11. A few chapters later in Psalm 71, verse 14, "But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more." Oh, friends, hope is a choice. It's not something that we come by naturally. You know, there used to be a song by the Beastie Boys called "You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party." Oh, I'm showing my age. Well, going all the way back to the 80s. And I know you're not probably thinking I'd ever hear the Beastie Boys being quoted on a faith-based radio program or podcast. But, you know, they're talking about you got to fight for your right to party. Well, guess what, friends? You have to fight for your right to have hope, to exhibit hope. Hope is a choice. It is not a feeling, friends. You have to choose to have hope. And the only way that some days I can have hope is by standing on what God's word says, not on what my circumstances look like, not on how my emotions feel that day or how I physically feel that day, but doing what Psalm 71, verse 14 says, "But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more." I love that song by Casting Crowns a few years ago that was so popular because it was so true and it was so powerful. "I will praise you in the storm." You know, friends, it's easy to praise God when the weather's beautiful here in central Kentucky and things are blooming and it's just the life is coming back. Flowers are blooming, the trees, the leaves are coming back on them, the green and sunshine, blue skies, the time changed and it's daylight longer. Man, it's easy to be hopeful, okay, and try to be happy then. But friends, hope is a choice. You can still have joy. You can still have peace. You can still have hope even when the weather's not going good and, you know, it's dark outside and it's overcast and it's cold. And you're not feeling good, yet you can always have hope because of Jesus. Psalm 9, verse 18 says, "For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever." Psalm 62, verse 5 and 6 says, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from God. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken." Oh, friends, I know that's a verse for somebody today. Psalm 62, verses 5 and 6. Somebody needed to hear this today, and I'll close today's program with this. "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from God. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, and I shall not be shaken." We're out of time, but I'm so glad you joined us. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.